When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Yeah, I figure we'll just go for an hour.
Hello and welcome to the Bared In Pod, part of the 1012 Podcast Network and partners with Sports Social Podcast Network. I'm Matt Workman, joined by Joe Goodman, and this is our draft reaction that we're starting 12 picks into the NFL draft that's going to be released the day after, typical Bared In fashion. Yes. Joe, how you doing tonight?
Yeah, you'll get our live reaction. Man, I'm having fun, dude. It's the NFL draft. It's like, it's dumb how much I love the NFL draft, but
I have watched this thing
religiously.
I've watched it. I don't know.
And it's been. Oh, and here we go. Just we'll tell you every time a pick drops. We're at pick 12 right now. The Broncos just picked. They took Bo Nix.
Yeah, let's go back to Denver. Let's go back through it. So yeah, Bo Nix just went 12. Before that was Olu Fashanu, offensive tackle for Penn State, to the Jets. J.J. McCarthy, quarterback from Michigan, was drafted 10 to the Vikings. Roma Dunze went number 9. He's a wide receiver from Washington to the Chicago Bears. Shock of the draft, I guess, would be like Michael Penix Jr. going number 8 to the Falcons, who just signed Kirk Cousins to a big contract.
And we'll talk about this more, but a dude in Penix that, like, if you've been reading draft stuff, everything leading up to this, you probably could have got him in the second round, or at least traded back in like the late first. But before, I don't know. Now that we see what's going on, it might just be like everybody. There's a run on quarterbacks, but anyway, who's
not
seven?
Just a run.
Keep going back.
Yeah. So like then it was J.C. Latham, offensive tackle from Alabama, went 7 to the Titans. Malik Nabers, wide receiver LSU, went 6 to the Giants. Joe Alt, offensive tackle Notre Dame, went 5 to the Chargers. Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver at Ohio State, went 4 to the Arizona Cardinals. Drake May, quarterback North Carolina, went 3 to the Patriots. Jaden Daniels, quarterback LSU, 2 to the Commanders. And to no surprise, Caleb Williams, quarterback USC, number 1 to the Bears. Caleb Williams, the quarterback that 2021 Baylor defense made him give up on Oklahoma.
We got Spencer Rattler into that game.
Yeah, he got pulled. Number one, Heisman winning, number one pick in the draft was like benched. So.
Yeah, and then he came back because we beat up Rattler too. It was like, oh, yeah. Lincoln Riley was trying.
What's wild about this is like there have been no defensive players drafted. We are at pick number 13. Not a single defensive player.
Yeah, let's get into it. So, yeah, you may be asking yourself as you're listening to this, why are you starting at pick 12? Why didn't you guys just start your podcast when the draft started? Because I didn't want to be here for 4 hours, and I had to do parent stuff, and so we started late. Anyway, no defensive players drafted, which is huge for my team, the Houston Texans, because our draft should be focused on defense this year. And we do not have a first.
Y'all don't have a first round pick either. So I don't pick to walk
42 and 56, if I believe correctly. So we have two second rounders, We traded our first rounder for.
Now they could
the
always
Vikings
trade into the
second
first.
This year.
They could always trade into. They could always trade into the first.
Yeah, we could. We could package those together.
Package
and trade
some
into the
picks
first.
And then go into the first. Yeah.
The only way I see that happening is if, like, Byron Murphy or Johnny Newton, the two top defensive tackles.
Well, I mean, we're at 13 that haven't been drafted.
That's true. But, I mean, I think they would have to probably drop to, like, 25 or later for us to not have to give up too much value. Because the way this is, like, you always want to be the team that, like, the hot positions in the draft are the things that you don't need. So that way you can just, like, kind of sit back and take your pick of the things that you do need. So, like, the Texans, they need a defensive tackle really bad. They need probably need two of them. They need a corner. They need somebody to go opposite Derek Stingley, who's great. They need a linebacker, but not that much because we run a 4-2-5. Brock Bowers is going to Las Vegas.
Vegas. The
that
Raiders.
Makes me happy.
Yeah.
That makes me really happy because everybody has mocked him to Indianapolis, and I did not want to have to play against him in the AFC South. But yeah, the Texans need a defensive tackle, a corner, a linebacker, and an offensive guard. And this draft is all about, like, quarterback, wide receiver, and offensive tackle. And those are things the Texans do not need. So we can watch everybody else fight for that thing at the top of the draft, which is why they traded back.
Yeah.
They traded back to get draft capital that they used to then go get Stephon Diggs. And also have an extra second round pick this year. So,
well, I mean, and they had like 2 1s last year.
Yes. So we had last year, we had 2 and 12, I think, were the original that we had. And then we traded 12
traded up
to number three.
Yeah.
And we picked number two and number three. We got both the offensive and defensive rookies of the year last year. So, and CJ Stroud and Will Anderson Jr.
And they've just killed
it's a good time to be a Texans fan, which
they've
is not
killed
it's
it in
a,
offseason.
That's not common.
Free agency. Trades like
yeah, hang the banner,
it.
Man. Hang the banner.
They've killed it.
This is what all in means, Jerry.
Which kills it. Yeah, for me as a Cowboys fan, is like you say all in, and like we signed fucking nobody.
Who do you want? So you guys were picking what, like 21?
24.
24. Okay.
24.
Who are you looking for?
So like we need help on the offensive line. So I've always been, my mindset has been offensive tackle. The best offensive tackles, they're pretty much gone. Like there's a couple like still left. There's the one from Washington. I think he's still on the board. The top ones went already. So, I mean, if you can get someone to fall to you, absolutely take a tackle. We need a tackle. Our tackles now from last year is with the Jets. So, but we also need interior help. We need center. Definitely. So I could see him going either way. And if the tackles are gone by 24, they're going to go center. That's the way I would. The way it looks like, they're just going to let the draft come to them. And so whatever's there, either way,
it's probably going to be an offensive lineman.
I would almost guarantee an offensive lineman. That's the biggest need, in my opinion. Now they can do crazy stuff.
Man.
I mean.
So let's go back. Let's talk about like kind of the one major crazy thing that's happened in this draft.
Yeah.
Besides the fact that we are in one of those years where everybody's way overvaluing the quarterback position. But
this is all Iowa State's fault. It's all Iowa State's fault because of their guy Brock Purdy, who overperformed. So now people are like, well, let's just draft him in the first. Get him on that first rookie contract, put some weapons around him. Maybe we go to the Super Bowl. If not,
yeah,
he's on that
the
rookie
thing
contract.
Is most teams don't have Brandon Ayuk.
Or
Debo.
Or the running back, McCaffrey.
Yeah, Christian McCaffrey.
I mean, most teams don't have like the weapons that Brock Purdy has. But if you can put weapons around him, I mean, the Bears are looking pretty good in that regard because you have your quarterback. You just drafted one of the best wide receivers. You already have two good wide receivers on your team.
Yeah, you got DJ Moore.
And you have a good tight end. You have Cole Kmet on your team. So, I mean, like, you have some weapons around you. So, I mean, that's kind of their look. It looks like teams are going with this 49ers, like, blueprint of, like, we can get a rookie quarterback and just surround him with talent, you know, who has some skills that we can translate to the next level and just surround him with, like, top-tier talent.
I still think coaching matters a lot in this too. Like,
for sure.
You know, we'll talk Texans here. So we, you know, just because of the crazy turnaround that they had last year. And I think that's another thing. It's like, you talk about Brock Purdy and it's like, okay, maybe you don't need the super seasoned guy. You just need the guy that has, that can utilize and manage the game with the weapons that he has. Or there's teams that are sitting out there like right now going, the Texans were dead in the water. They were a dumpster fire of a franchise. They go and they draft CJ Stroud and all, you know, they end up winning their division. They go, they win a playoff game, and now they have the best upward trajectory. But
yeah,
nobody last year was sitting there saying Nico Collins, Robert Woods.
Like, and you think, like, whenever they drafted, I mean, again, he was the last pick in the draft. So he wasn't drafted in the first round, Brock Purdy. But when they drafted a quarterback, they had Garoppolo on the roster. Like, he was their starting quarterback.
They had Trey Lance.
Then they had Trey Lance, who they drafted in the first round. So, and they
traded up.
You got to have
to get Trey Lance.
You have to have a coach or an organization willing to, like, bite that and say, like, okay, we're going to trade both those guys and we're going to go with the best quarterback.
Yeah.
According to our coach, which was Mr. Irrelevant. So,
and what did the Texans go and do? They went and hired a San Francisco Kyle 49er. Shanahan assistant, put him at head coach. And then D'Amico Ryans, the defensive coordinator for the 49ers, he goes and he hires
D'Amico Ryans is
Kyle Shanahan assistant. And Bobby Slowick.
He's also like a Texans guy. Like, he's a Texan.
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh, yeah. D'Amico, through through. We drafted him in 2006. He was NFL Rookie of the Year for us. Played with us forever.
It's one of those things, like,
the Eagles.
It's almost like a perfect, like, storm. Like, he's a Texans guy. He's also probably one of the best defensive coordinators in the NFL at the time. Now he's a top-level head coach. Turn around that team in a year.
He tied for NFL Coach of the Year in voting with Kevin Stefanski from Cleveland.
Yeah.
But Stefanski had more first-place votes, so that was the tiebreaker, and he got the award.
But I don't know what to think, Stu.
The big thing that one of the biggest things D'Amico did, though, was truly hiring Bobby Slowick, which was another Kyle Shanahan assistant, as his offensive coordinator, because it's an offensive system that's friendly to guys that know how to manage that system. And Brock Purdy's done a great job, and CJ Stroud's clearly very skilled. So we'll see out of these
CJ was like,
how many is it, five that have been taken?
Six now, because Bo Nix got taken.
Oh, six. So yeah, we'll see.
JJ, six. Bo Nix, JJ McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., Drake May, Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams.
Three of them are going to outright fail. Like, I guarantee, three of them are just going to outright not be good. And
but still, like, you're
at
still
at least one of them will be average, and two of them will be good.
It's all offense. This is all offense draft, and we're at pick 14.
Yeah, are the Saints going to take Dallas Turner?
That wouldn't be a bad pick.
Do you think?
That wouldn't be a bad pick. They may go offensive line. I mean, they added Willie Gay. I mean, it's just on the screen now. So, I mean,
Are you NFL networking or ESPN?
I'm NFL Network.
I'm ESPNing right now. Okay. So we'll see different things. This is great.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm so
I'm an
excited.
NFL Network guy.
I'm so happy to like the NFL again. Thank you, CJ Stroud. Thank you for bringing me back.
Curse you, Jerry Jones, for making me dislike it. But that's not new.
I just want to see who this pick is. I have no idea, because the Saints feel like they're just kind of like in football purgatory.
I mean, they could go offensive line. There's still like tackles available, like the top tier guys. They're still like,
Derek Carr their quarterback?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Derek Carr.
I guess there's no quarterbacks left to take unless you want like Spencer Rattler.
I mean, not in 14.
Well, yeah, general, I don't know what quarterbacks are left in this.
They
drafted all of them.
Yeah, because like they're all gone. So like no one's falling.
This is how bad teams stay bad, is you get into this perpetual, I have to draft a quarterback.
Yeah.
You draft the wrong one. You don't get good enough. And all of the teams that already have their quarterback that are sitting in the back end of the draft are getting the defensive and other piece kind of players that exist to like maintain them being good.
So the
and
Saints,
sure enough, you're correct.
They went tackle.
Offensive tackle?
Waga from Oregon State. Yeah. Which still helps me because of like, if I think his name's Troy, I don't want to mispronounce it, but the Washington tackle.
Oh,
if he falls to 24.
His last name's Fuanu?
Fuanu, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
If he, I mean, he definitely, I would, that'd be my pick. Like, that's the dream pick is he falls to 24.
My dream pick Cowboys, is Byron Murphy out of Texas.
Which, I mean,
I think
that's, I don't know, well, I mean, you're not going to get him at.
Yeah, I'm not going to get him at 42. That's my dream, like my dream scenario. I've had it
happen. He falls below 25 out of the trade bid.
Out of the 1,000 mock drafts that I've run for myself, I think I've gotten him 1% of the time.
Yeah.
So I think legitimately at 42, we may end up taking a corner. Like it wouldn't. I would not be surprised if the Texans took TJ Tampa, the corner out of Iowa State.
That's bad.
I wouldn't be surprised if they ended up with Max Melton, the corner out of Rutgers, because I think it's possible they could get like a Michael Hall, defensive tackle out of Ohio State. Braden Fisk is a defensive tackle out of Florida State. I wouldn't be surprised if they could get them back down in the 50s. So, and that like that second tier of defensive tackle that are behind Newton and Murphy, like all those guys are all really good and are all going to go in the second and third range. So you can reach a little bit on a corner and then get your defensive tackle a little bit later.
Yeah. So we got Colts. Colts are on the clock.
The Colts, this might be the first defensive pick of the draft. So the Colts are going are up right now. I wouldn't be surprised if they took like Quinyon Mitchell.
Or that I'm looking at the Jeremiah's top 20, top available. And like there's a cornerback from Alabama, Arnold, who's his number one pick.
Oh, Terry and Arnold.
Quinyon Mitchell from Toledo. But yeah, so they made their pick. So
we'll
I don't
see.
Know.
Yeah,
I think you're right. I think this could be the defensive player, but I think it's going to be a corner.
I think so too. I think they're going to take. I don't think they're going to take Dallas Turner. I think
it'll be one of the corners. I think Dallas Turner.
The Dallas Turner would be a steal right here. Yeah. I would rather see them take a corner than a guy that's going to chase after my quarterback.
Yeah, he is very good. I could see him going next to the Seahawks.
The Saints are happy with themselves.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, they had to. I mean, they needed help on the line, and they got it. So, and they got one of the top tackles. Just because so many skilled players went so early, like in succession. When you had that many quarterbacks going just off the board. Like, they went 1, 2, 3. I think they went 4. No, I mean, like, 1, 2, 3, then 8.
Yeah, it was 1, 2, 3, 8, 10, and then 12. Yeah.
Yeah.
There will be... Baylor's name will not be called a lot. They will be called
the next two days, probably.
Yeah, they're probably looking at day 3. Definitely going to be day 3 for Gabe Hall.
But yeah, and that's the only name. And so far,
I see him pretty steadily held in the 4th to 5th range. I think 5th is most likely. But yeah, Gabe should be drafted. He'll be day 3. If you're listening to this and you don't know how the draft works, tonight is only the first round, the first 32 picks, and then tomorrow, Friday night, will be the 2nd and 3rd, and then all day Saturday, they run the 4th through the 7th.
So
it used to be 1 through 3 on day 1, but they don't do that anymore.
Yeah. That's when it was on, like, Saturday?
Yeah, they would do, like, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah. Because I used to, dude, that used to be my Saturday, man. Like, on draft day, I would wake up. I would be so stoked, me too. And I would just watch it
all day. So I'm looking at the like schools that have been drafted, and if you take like the new conference alignment, it's been like Big Ten, SEC, ACC, Big Ten, Notre Dame, SEC, SEC, Big Ten, Big Ten, Big Ten, Big Ten, Big Ten, SEC, Mountain West. I don't know, Oregon State, whatever you are. That's been the draft, the conferences.
The Pac-2.
Yeah, the Pac-2, which they lost. If you read the news, if they lost like some of their power, as far as like they're considered a non-autonomy school.
Yeah.
So they're the same as a group of five, both them and Washington State. On the voting structure within the conferences, they've lost a lot of power.
You have to go all the way down to the current 27th best available player, which is Jordan Morgan, the tackle out of Arizona, before you find a kid that is part of what will be a Big 12 school next year.
Yeah.
And then TJ Tampa.
I mean, you have like, oh, I guess not. I was going to say the Oklahoma guy, but I was like, oh, yeah, he's going to be an SEC.
That's SEC now.
Yeah.
Man, Indy is using every single second of the. I wonder if Indy's fielding calls.
They may.
Because they are milking all the time that they have available. I wish the Texans had a first round pick.
While we wait, we can discuss a little bit of like Baylor football stuff. So transfer portal window is open for the spring. We had what, four players have gone into the transfer portal, but none of them have been like starting players, like three wide receivers and then Anyanwu, who was like backup edge or jack. Okay, here comes.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like there's a mass exodus going on or anything.
No, and like
there's also not like a mass influx.
Oh, an edge. Latu.
Oh, the UCLA kid.
Yeah. They went edge. But it did go defend. He was a defender player, like we said. So but yeah, no, back to Baylor is it's the windows open. And if you listen to like Dave Aranda after the spring, I don't know what they're calling it. It wouldn't be a spring game. It's more like a spring. It was a practice, but it was like event practice. I don't know. But he said like the wide receiver room is a little bit crowded and we're going to have some conversations with people this week. And exactly that, like Amani Winfield went in before that practice. Then you had Neighbors and I can't remember the other receiver. I have to look it up. Three receivers who, I mean, they weren't cracking the two deep. So, and some of them have been here like multiple years. You're not cracking the two deep yet. So it makes sense to move on. And then, like I said, Tony Anyanwu, who, again, he has been here 3 years and wasn't able to crack a two deep at Jack. So, and we brought in other players, brought in Steve Linton, so ostensibly ahead of him. So it made sense. But again, like this is kind of attrition. If you want to add players out of the spring portal, which Baylor desperately needs to add defensive line, offensive line, and edge rushers, then
yeah,
you're going to have
I
players.
I think you might be playing defensive line.
You have to have players leave. I mean, that's just it. You got to have players leave. So they're having those conversations now. I expect more players to leave this next week. Because I think the closes on the 30th. You have until the 30th of April to enter the portal. So,
yeah, I don't think this will be the last group of guys. There will be more that they continue to evaluate, and this coaching staff has a history of being honest with dudes. Like, hey, if you want to play, that's not going to happen this year for you. So if you're looking to play, go somewhere else. I think that's going to be something that they consistently do.
Receiver makes sense. We brought in two receivers in the earlier spring portal. We brought in Hawkins and Bell, right. And they jumped all those guys that have been here. They're in the two deep. And if you people who got to watch practice, they're like, they're two of our best receivers. The guys we brought in from Texas State and Nevada. I think that's where it came from, was Nevada. I think it's Jamal Bell. So, and they're the same kind of receiver, so like a speedy slot guys. And then our outside receivers, which this is weird. So like I've been saying Keytron Jackson, Keytron this whole time. Dave was saying Katron when he in his press conference. Oh. So apparently it's Katron, not Keytron.
I never once looked it up in the media guide. I will have to do
I
that.
I never looked it up. I just looked at the word and said it how I thought it was pronounced. But everyone did.
Yeah.
That's how everyone pronounced it in media. Was Keytron.
Huh. Well, maybe it got corrected.
But yeah, you have him and outside. You have Hal Presley still there. So I'm disappointed in Monty Winfield because I really was excited whenever he signed 2 years ago.
Yeah, there's interesting reactions around him. I thought eventually he would pan out just because of his physical tools. And it is funny to me because there are people that are in the camp of they immediately just go to, well, there's a reason like Texas wasn't that upset when they lost him. And then there's also I've seen a lot of people that are like legitimately upset that he didn't become anything special. And I'm like, okay,
well, it happens.
Like, yeah, it happens. It's not this isn't the NFL. This
Let
is
me
college.
Tell you the story
we didn't
of...
sign him to a major,
yeah,
you know, long-term contract.
Also, let me tell the story of Robbie Rhodes. Five-star receiver went to Baylor and fizzled out. Ended up at
ended
like
up Bowling Green.
Yeah. So, and
I think that's where he ended up was Bowling Green.
Yeah. And he didn't do anything at Bowling Green either. So it's one of those things like you can see potential like in high school and stuff, but that doesn't mean they're going to develop. And like Travis Roeder said, some kids, they peak in high school athletically. And you don't get that
some
surge.
Dudes, that's just the best that they get.
And they look great against their other great players. But those players continue to get better when they go to college, and they don't. So
I'm sure growing up, you played against the like kids in Little League that were like the best baseball player you'd ever seen. And by the time they're like 13, they suck. You know, it just happens.
Oh, yeah. We had a player on our team who was like the best athlete always, best football player. In like Little League, 7th and 8th grade. And then he quit growing. And then we all continued to grow into high school. And he was still 5'6". And still a good athlete, but just a small athlete. So, but yeah. Then you have other players who are like not good athletes. Then they get to high school and they're like, oh, he grew. He's a 6'5" now.
Yeah, I mean, you the story that everybody's heard a billion times. I mean, Tom Brady.
Yeah,
dude wasn't amazing at Michigan. We've all seen his draft photo.
Well, he got benched at Michigan for
Drew Henson.
Yeah,
Cowboys quarterback,
Cowboys legend Drew Henson, Yankees legend Drew Henson.
Yeah, but the Texans drafted Drew Henson too.
Oh, really?
And you know, Brady goes 199 and then becomes the greatest of all time. So they're dudes that bloom late, there's dudes that bloom early. And they're like out of this, we've seen what 15 picks already in this draft. Like I said, like as of right now, like at least 5 of these dudes are gonna like get a guy fired. Like there are multiple GMs that are getting fired because of the picks they make tonight.
Yeah.
It's every year. It happens every year.
Like, I'm trying to think. A lot of these there have like new coaches.
I mean, we saw like the number one pick last year got his coach fired before the season even ended.
Yeah. I'm interested. The one I'm most interested in, and maybe this is a little bit of like homerish, is like I am interested in Jaden Daniels in a Cliff Kingsbury offense with the skill players they've added, what that offense is going to look like.
I'm just worried because the last time a super athletic,
oh, no,
amazing, talented Heisman Trophy winning quarterback went number 2 overall
with almost the same skill set.
Yeah, with the exact same skill set, went to Washington. He won Rookie of the Year.
But luckily, there's no Shanahans on the staff, so we were good. But yeah, I was watching NFL Network, and Daniel Jeremiah was like, his comp was RG3. for Jaden Daniels going to the Washington football team.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
But yeah, absolutely. I get it. Then I was kind of like, oh, no. But like, hopefully he didn't have like ACL tears and then gets put back in the game. But to be fair.
And on like the worst turf that ever existed.
To be fair, like, I'm pretty sure Robert was asking to go back in the game. But that's where you're a coach. You got to say like, no.
Yeah.
You're not healthy. And then he got hurt worse. And then he was just like, never the same. Never the same. I'm concerned about Drake May with the Patriots. Hopefully he doesn't have to play for like 2 years. Because
May is absolutely going to get a couple of people fired. Like, absolutely. I have no doubt in my mind. He walked out there tonight when they did like the prospect intros. I don't know if you saw that before the draft started. I'm like, he comes out. He already looks like a real estate agent. Like, he just like the dude has no swagger.
They had him in like the mock up, like Photoshop, like jersey number 10. I could have swore. I thought it was Mac Jones. I was like, oh, they drafted the same player that they just traded to the Jaguars. What are we doing here? You drafted the same guy.
He's a child too. He played two seasons, but he's like 21, I think.
That's crazy.
He and McCarthy are both babies.
Well, I mean, like, Jaden Daniels is like 23 years old.
Well, yeah, and Penix is 24.
Is like 24.
So, yeah, think about this. So they paid Kirk Cousins $100 million to come there and play. So you're not going to start Michael Penix over him. So what are you going to do? Like, let Cousins play for 2 or 3 years? So then by the time Penix is the starter, he's 27?
I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense. That pick makes no sense to me at all.
He has injury history. Like, he's been out, like has knee injuries.
Yeah.
I mean, in Indiana. Not
like, like the Falcons, you remember who the Falcons took in the first round last year?
Yeah.
They took Bijan, which Bijan's going to be a great player, but you don't take running backs in the first round. So this is 2 years in a row. They've been the team that is like,
Bijan's pretty special.
Should be doing this in the first round?
He's pretty special, though.
I mean,
like, there's no running back this draft that I've taken in the first round, but
I wouldn't have taken a running back in the first round.
Got sad news, Joe. Byron Murphy
going to Seattle. That's fine. He's in the 16. NFC West. I don't have to play against him.
Look at him. He's remember for a short period.
I don't remember anything with Byron Murphy or Tavondre.
He was a Baylor commit. Byron Murphy for a short time. I guess that was the Rule era.
Yeah.
He was a Rule recruit. And then he flipped to Texas.
Man, I watched him and Sweat play up close and personal in that debacle of a game last year.
Oh, no. It was ridiculous. I think I left that game, actually.
You did. Before you very much did.
I was like, I'm leaving. I think
that was the one
they're showing clips of it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm watching. They're showing clips of the Red River for me. But no, that was the game where the Chicago Bears scouts were.
Were
eating cake balls instead of watching the game.
I left with them after the half. I was like, you know what, I'm gonna go down.
That was hilarious, dude.
Oh yeah, but like Baylor was like on offense. Like, oh, we're gonna go get some snacks now. There's no reason to watch this.
Don't want these cake balls to run out.
These guys, Gucci.
The cake balls are good.
He has a Gucci belt buckle. Balls. There we go. It's a party. So, yeah. Let's see. We got...
Okay, so the Vikings took...
JJ McCarthy.
JJ. Who do you take here if you're Minnesota? And the 17th pick. Their pick is in. They've already got the Vikings. They don't need a wide receiver. They've got all of that. Do you take an offensive lineman or something here to try to protect your new guy?
I'd probably go offensive lineman. So I'd probably take. Yeah, definitely offensive lineman to protect your new guy.
Oh, trade.
Oh, no, I guess the Vikings traded up to 17. from 23. So this was the Jaguars. Yes, this was the Jaguars. The Vikings
have traded up twice.
Then. Yeah, so it was the Jaguars. So this is definitely like tackle, I think.
Well, unless they want Turner.
So they do need, looks like their needs based on like NFL Network is offensive line, edge, wide receiver, defensive line.
Everything.
So I think, I mean, they already got quarterback. So I think probably since you did draft JJ, you're probably going offensive line.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
They've traded up twice.
Cause but they had two picks.
And they don't have a second round pick.
Yeah, they had 2 1s. Well, they have like 7 and 23. Dallas Turner?
Yeah.
Dallas Turner?
Well, no, they had 11 and 23.
Your guy. So they went defense.
Hey, it's a smart pick.
But yeah. He's probably, yeah. I mean, think about it, man. He's like that size, 247, runs a 4.440. I think he's a little dirty, but that's just my LSU coming through. He knocked out Jaden Daniels in the Alabama game. So, with a late hit, but whatever. I'm over it. I'm over it. LSU could have won that game, but whatever. Had Garrett Nussmeier come in to finish it, but you know, it is what it is.
This is a good pick for them.
No, yeah.
Because they lost. This is a thing for them because they lost Danielle Hunter to the Texans.
Yeah. Yep.
So 16 and a half sacks last year that Danielle Hunter had. Now you get Dallas Turner. They've drafted a Big Ten quarterback and an Alabama edge rusher in the first round. So they basically are copying the Texans draft from last year just with worse players.
Yeah.
Like Dallas Turner ain't Will Anderson.
I'm not sold.
JJ McCarthy ain't CJ Stroud.
I'm not sold on JJ. And maybe just nobody's offense,
sold on JJ.
I mean, maybe it was the offense he was in. Maybe he'll thrive in like an NFL offense and not Jim Harbaugh's offense. But
the other thing with JJ is he's very young. So yeah. I think he's 21.
And they did sign Sam Darnold, I guess. So, I mean, technically, you could have like a stopgap quarterback.
I don't think there's any way that he opens up week one as the starting quarterback in Minnesota.
You think it'll be JJ? You think JJ is starting?
No, I don't think JJ will be.
Okay, I think.
I think Darnold will be.
Darnold will start.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then maybe week 8 or after their second bye week or something, that's when you see JJ come in. I think he probably plays this year. But I don't think they're going to throw him to the Lions. They're going to let him learn.
But there's no guarantee Darnold is like, I mean, depends on what they do offensive line. And there's no guarantee that Darnold like is healthy the whole year.
Right.
So
we'll see. But yeah, it's a, they went Bama edge rusher and they went Big Ten quarterback.
So, I mean, while this is a Baylor podcast, I will mention that Baylor A&T advanced in their match. So, thriving for their 9th straight national championship in acrobatics and tumbling. So,
yeah. 9 straight.
9 straight, yeah.
Did you know, like, baseball is kind of good now?
I don't think that's factual.
Like, Coach Thompson, man. Turn this team around.
They put together some, but I mean, they did just, I think, lose a series.
Yes, they did just lose a series to Kansas. But
they like, beat, they did
were
beat
supposed
Sam
to be
Houston.
Dead last in this conference.
Yeah, no, they've done way better than how they started for sure.
Yeah, and they started hot, poor, like a hot dumpster fire. Poor. And then the moment conference play started, they're like, I think they're higher in the standings than both TCU and Texas Tech. They at least were last week before the KU series,
which I would say those are like the baseball schools.
Yeah. Like, oh, and like Houston, they were above Houston as well. Like the only school in the Big 12 standings that was ranked, that was, further or higher up than they were was Texas. Like they were the best Texas or had the best conference record of all the future Texas Big 12 schools. And,
so they're,
so yeah, it's year 2 for Mitch Thompson. And
yeah, so the they're taking has on begun. They're gonna take on number 21 ranked West Virginia is their next series.
West Virginia is good, dude. Yeah, they're real good. I started reading about college baseball.
Yeah, so Baylor is 19-20 on the year, 9-9 in conference. West Virginia is 23-16, 11-7 in conference.
Yeah.
So yeah. But yeah, they have turned it around for sure. Like to be like 500 in conference, I didn't think that'd happen.
No.
So, and I always thought Mitch could be the guy. I think he's a good baseball coach.
And I mean, he's won multiple won national everywhere. Titles at the JUCO level.
He was part of the Baylor program that went to the College World Series. He won a national championship at MCC. I mean, so like, yeah, he's a good baseball coach. He's just getting the guys, his guys in to do what he wants to do. And I think he will turn it around. I absolutely believe it. He just needs time. You can't be hasty.
And baseball is one of those sports that you get time.
Yeah, because it's such a weird thing because like baseball players is widely known. Like they aren't full scholarship players. They're the kind of players, those are the kind of student athletes that would benefit the most from like NIL type stuff because their school is like they're paying for school for the most part.
Right.
At least half of it. And then they NIL would help them kind of like bridge the gap with that, but also like be able to have some little bit something for themselves. Let me see. Oh, never mind.
The Bungles. Bungles are picking next. Their pick is in, Matt.
I don't know what they do. We'll
see who this is going to be.
They may go offensive line. I'm going to say offensive line every pick. Because it looks like everyone needs offensive linemen.
Yeah, they're just going to draft. They're going to draft offensive line. The Bengals might take an offensive lineman single pick they have.
They could also because T. Higgins is asking for a trade.
Well, yeah, I'm being very tongue in cheek because they can't keep Joe Burrow upright.
He's been in four or five years in the league. 4 years.
Yeah,
because he was 2019 at LSU. So since 2020. So yeah. Or the 19-20
T. Higgins
season.
Is asking for a trade, and their best defensive tackle is asking for a trade. So I wouldn't be surprised to see Johnny Newton go here.
I heard I thought I read this. I may have just skimmed over that Kendrickson was may retire was what I read today. Like he's contemplating
gotcha. Hanging well, I mean that's still them losing him.
Yeah, that's still them losing him. Yeah.
And
then Higgins, like you said, he's
so I wouldn't be surprised to see Johnny Newton go here or if they go wide receiver, this could be where we start seeing Mitchell from UT or Worthy from UT,
AD Mitchell, Xavier Worthy. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
They may trade. I don't know. I would like to see T. Higgins on the Chiefs. I like that as far as a trade partner, but
why?
I don't know. Cause I like the Chiefs. They need receivers.
Get out of here with your Taylor Swift.
Like the Chiefs. No, dude. We already talked about this. They used to be the Dallas Texans.
You can't root for the Chiefs. They're too dominant. You have to root for the king to be dethroned. Unless it's your team.
No.
You're only allowed to be happy about a team winning this many Super Bowls as if it's your team.
Here's the thing. I like them individually as people. Patrick Mahomes. I like Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
I like Andy Reid. I just like the dudes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. You're big into Texas Tech quarterbacks, are you?
Who doesn't like the 3A Texas high school football player who's the best quarterback in the NFL?
Second.
Who doesn't like dad bod quarterback winning Super Bowls?
Second best quarterback in the NFL now.
Well, we'll see. One beat Baltimore, one didn't. So,
look,
all right, picks in.
Semantics, Matt. All right, here we go.
What we got?
This is entertaining for anybody listening to this. I know. I'm sure we are good at creating content.
This is primarily a college football podcast, and it's April. So.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. This is about college football. Sure. This isn't just we decided we don't have much to talk about. Let's just chat while the draft's going on for an hour.
They went tackle. Amarius Mims.
It's almost like
I like this pick. I like this
we
pick.
We should be like live streaming is what we should be doing.
I know. I thought about trying to set that up. But then I got lazy and like, yeah, whatever. So, yeah. I mean, I like this pick for my team because that means other tackles are getting pushed further down, closer to 24. But, I mean, this is what, like we talked about. They got to keep
a big old dude.
They got to keep Burrow upright. That's imperative.
Yeah, and this guy, zero sacks and 774 snaps. That's who the Bengals just drafted. Because, yeah, they're going to do everything that they can to keep Joe Burrow healthy.
But also they're doing everything they can. Like, you talk about, like, Gruden against Chiefs. Like, it's almost consensus. Like, the Bengals are the team and the Texans that of those two teams, they're the ones that could maybe, like, dethrone in the AFC. To not have them go to, like, another AFC championship game. Or another Super Bowl.
Yeah, now that the Bills are out of the picture, it appears.
Well, their window's kind of closed. Like, they had a window open to do it.
Yeah, and now
they failed on both accounts.
No Diggs, no Gabe Davis. Yeah. So, they have, like, yeah, they're all of their receiving is gone.
Yeah, so.
LA Rams coming up next. Well, Matt. There's a lot of partners being thrown around while we watch this. I think it would only be right if you told the people about one of our partners.
Yes. And so, like, as always, this podcast is brought to you by our friends over at Charlie Hustle Clothing Company. And I hope they ignored Joe's Kansas City slander that he just had over here.
Look, you got to root against the Chiefs. It's just the way it is. It's the way it goes. They don't have to because it's their team.
Charlie Hustle is a vintage-inspired clothing company based out of Kansas City that specializes in collegiate and hometown apparel. They want you to be the best dressed fan this season. So be sure to check out their wide selection of officially licensed collegiate apparel and show off your school spirit all season long. With over 30 schools to choose from, they've got you covered with all your collegiate apparel needs. So shop today at charliehustle.com. Charlie Hustle, vintage made fresh. And make sure you use promo code 101215, which is good for 15% off all non-sale items. That's TEN1215 for 15% off non-sale items.
And guess what, Matt?
What's up?
Not only Charlie Hustle, but I'm going to tell him real quick about another one of our friends over at Prize Picks. Prize Picks, the best legal way to play daily fantasy on player props. In the great state of Texas and many more across the country, wherever you're listening from. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. All you have to do is select 2 to 5 players in an over-under on a projected stat line, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. It's fast, easy, and entries could be made in as little as 60 seconds. They offer a ton of different sports. When we get back to the NFL season, we're talking about the draft tonight. They're going to have plenty of NFL stuff when that comes back. Major League Baseball. Plenty of soccer going on, MMA. Check it out. Tons of different sports you can choose from. If you use promo code BEAR12, that's BEAR12, you can get an instant 100% deposit match of up to $100. That's right, promo code BEAR12, and you can instantly get a full $100 match on your first deposit. Prize Picks is available online and in the App Store or on Google Play, so go check them out.
How are the Astros doing this year?
Oh, dude, they're garbage. Garbage. Everybody in our division is. We're just the hottest garbage.
Yeah. So, like, Texas is second place. And they're, like, 500.
Yeah.
They're 13-13, and they're, like, half a game back.
Yeah.
Because they just lost to the Mariners.
I have had the most amazing 9-year run that any baseball fan could really ask for, like, since 2015.
Dude, we just won the World Series.
And we won the year before.
And so it's like, but like coming from,
I ain't complaining.
A Rangers fan, like I remember growing up, like they were never good. They were always awful. Like my fandom started with like just bad baseball. And then to win a World Series, like we talked about when it was going on, like I'm doing great. Every professional sports team I root for has won a championship in my lifetime. So, like, I'm good. It didn't hurt my feelings at all anymore. And so, like, it's fine. And
yeah,
I think
I'm
Texas
just
will be
missing a Super
good.
Bowl, but I've seen two NBA titles and two World Series, man.
Yeah. So you have multiple in two sports, though.
Yeah.
I
And you and I both have.
I should have multiple, except for Dwayne Wade in 2006. The Mavs should have two championships. They're up three.
Hey, don't discount Shaquille O'Neal in that one, too.
Oh, he's kind of like in the bit.
The refs were great in that series.
The refs were
that
garbage.
Was one of the best refereed series of all time, in my personal opinion.
I hated everything about it. We were up like 3-0.
You should have none. You should have none NBA championships, but somehow J.J. Barea and Deshaun Stevenson turned into Steph Curry and Klay Thompson.
Karma.
The big three.
Karma for the not one, not two. They did win some championships. I mean, they won championships.
They won all two. Right. They won two, to be
another
exact.
Defensive player went off the board.
Jared I Burks. Am behind you.
Okay. I'm on YouTube TV on NFL Network.
Oh, Jared Verse. Okay, there we go. I'm on YouTube TV as well. It just might be that ESPN sucks. And also, I just found out that I was like 20 seconds behind him. So
I just didn't. I switched over to NFL Network just because I like the guys, like the commentators, better. I'm not a fan of some of the ESPN.
Oh, yeah. I just clicked on the first thing that was available when I went to YouTube TV, my computer, and it was ESPN. I don't have a preference.
I do.
Actually, no, I do have a preference. It's whatever is not making me listen to Mel Kiper, which is, of course, NFL Network. But I have the sound off, and I'm just reading the captions as it goes across right now.
Yeah, I have the sound off, too. But normally when I watch it, like, I'm a Rich Eisen fan. And all those guys, I think they're good on NFL Network.
Oh, I do love Rich Eisen. Yeah, NFL Network's better.
Daniel Jeremiah. I mean, those guys are, except for they have one guy who annoys me, but that's because he's a college football like commentator, and he annoys me in college football. But Daniel Jeremiah and Rich Eisen are good. Joe Klatt's good too. I like Joe Klatt.
He's all right. Yeah. Matt, have you, besides the NFL draft, have you been watching anything lately?
I haven't.
Did you finish Fallout?
Anything.
Did we talk about Fallout last week?
I didn't finish it yet. I still haven't finished it.
You haven't finished it yet. Okay, finish that and then we'll do a deep dive episode.
Yeah.
When we do that. You watched anything else?
I started watching Outlander on Netflix.
Is that the one that like all the ladies love?
Yeah. It's
okay.
It's science fictiony, but also like romancy. And like his it kind of fits like if you're gonna watch it with a significant other. It's probably good because they have like, it's kind of like for everyone. I liked it because I'm a history nerd at my heart, at my core. So I like that part of it. Also, it has some science fiction in it, but there's the romance stuff for the ladies if they like that kind of stuff. So it worked out. It was interesting for sure. But
since
I just
we
watched
last
one
talked,
episode.
I've watched,
I just watched
like,
first
nothing.
Episode. Yeah. I really have.
Oh, just the first episode. Okay.
I just watched the first episode of it. Yeah. No, I haven't watched.
Yeah, I've watched like nothing.
I haven't read anything. Only thing I've watched, I probably watched the Deadpool Wolverine trailer. I've watched that a lot. Multiple times I've watched
that. Yeah, I've watched that plenty of times.
So I'm excited about
that. I watched
that.
It a bunch of times. It looks so good.
I listened to Taylor Swift's new album. So yeah, I did that. Which I dig it. I like it. It's right in my alley.
Yeah?
I'm a fan of like...
Well, I'm glad. I'm happy for you.
Yeah. I like it.
I did see something about that she uses the F word a lot.
She does use the F word a lot.
In this one.
Speaking of...
Yeah.
Here's a little anecdote. The other day... So my youngest daughter's been playing Fortnite on my computer with her friends in the evenings. And so she was back here,
right.
And it's in my room. So she was in my room, and I was in the living room. And the door is open, and I heard her say, as clear as day, I guess something happened on the game, she said, "Oh, fuck." And like, this is my 13-year-old daughter. And I was like, Emily, what are you?
This is your baby.
My baby. And I heard her say, like, hey guys, I gotta go. And she's like, I'm sorry, I got scared. And like, you know, it's one of those things, like, I'll be quite honest with you.
You don't really
I don't
care.
care. My only thing,
It's
and this
just
is,
jarring.
it's just jarring because I'm sitting there and I heard it and I was like, did I hear what I think I heard? Because I'm not used to like hearing that. Like,
I don't know where
I
she would have
was,
ever heard
I don't
that
know
kind of
where she got
language.
this kind of language from, but my whole philosophy on it has been this. I don't care about language as long as it's depends on the context, right? And the only, even with films, like I took my oldest one, my 15-year-old, we went to watch Monkey Man. I took her to see it because she wanted to see it. Very violent. There's bad language in it. But my only thing has been like, as long as it's not like, as long as it's not like heavily sexual content, I'm fine with it. That's my thing, is like sexual content. Language and violence, I they're mature enough, they can handle that. That's my philosophy with them. But it was just jarring, I guess. And also, it's one thing, it's like it's jarring, and then I think it's hilarious. So like that's where I'm like, as a parent,
Right.
it's
Yeah,
like,
when my
what?
3-year-old has dropped, it's so weird saying 3-year-old now. When my 3-year-old has dropped a couple that he's just, offhand heard, right? I have to keep myself from being like
Oh yeah, for sure. Whenever my kids are three, like one time they're playing and she dropped something, or you know, and she said shit balls, and I was like, it's jarring. Then you think that's hilarious. That something you heard someone say? You're just repeating what you've heard at three. That's it.
Oh my
But
God,
yeah.
that's beautiful. That's beautiful. All right, Matt. Well, we've done our hour.
Let's see, we got
We
any, do
pulled it off. We did our unstructured hour. We were at pick 20. We'll close it out with the Steelers pick at number 20.
Yeah, the pick is
But
in.
Matt, while we wait, where can the people find you and where can they find the podcast?
You can find me on Twitter at Matt_Workman. You can find the podcast also on Twitter at the Baird and Pod. And I'll just put this out there for the time being, you can find me on TikTok. Just you'll find it. I'm not gonna put my handle out there, but you can just search it if you want to. What about you, Joe? Where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at the_Joe_Goodman. You can also find me on rdailybears.com, where you can find both me and Matt in the R Daily Bears Discord or in the 1012 Network Discord. That's a part of the Wide Right Natty Light Discord. I said Discord a lot of times right there. But yeah, you can find me in a bunch of different communications places. Come say hi.
I was in Discord. I was picking fights, I think, the other day about negative attitudes.
Yeah, you were going in.
I was going in. I was like, well, just
You were being a
because
man of the people.
I don't know what was going on with me. I think I just read too much, like,
You went in looking for a fight?
down in the
Sometimes
mouth. Like,
you gotta fight. It's all
it's
right.
kind of like you mentioned Braveheart earlier. It's kind of like that one part of that first battle where he's like, where are you going? He's like, I'm gonna go pick a fight. That's how I kind of felt like. I'm gonna go in Discord. I'm going to pick a fight. It's
Let's go. Who can I annoy today?
not even who I'm annoyed. It's like, I'm gonna pick someone who's like, because I was already annoyed with like people who are, my whole stance had been like, I get that people were upset that there wasn't a coaching change. I understand that. But it's done. So now he has to move on. And then I saw
Ripper
people
Aranda.
saying, like, I hope we win four games so they'll make a coaching change. I absolutely hate that attitude. I can't stand it. So I would, and that's what I said in there. It's like, I will never root for Baylor to lose games ever. So that's what just drew me, that's kind of drove me crazy.
No, I'm in agreement with you there.
So
And Matt, the pick is here. Let's
let's
see.
go. What do we got? Oh, we got
We'll cl close it
Cam
out.
Hayward's making the pick. Pick 20, the Steelers. I think they're gonna go. Actually, I don't know. Cornerback. That's what I'm going with.
You got Quinyon Mitchell out of Toledo?
Yeah.
Let's see. Let us see.
Come on. What we got? Come on, Cam. Make the pick.
Maybe Terry and Arnold out of Alabama. I'm suddenly behind again.
Oh, no. My guy.
Fatanu?
Yeah.
All right.
It looks like Cowboys are going center if they're big in four picks.
Or you could trade down.
I hope they trade down because we need more picks. Because we need more. We need like a tackle, a linebacker, a center, a running back, defensive line. So, yeah. I hope they trade back. But all right, Joe. Until next Matt, time.
Until next time.
Sick and Bears.
Sports Social Podcast Network.